WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast and rainfall totals coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station and Bryan School Boards meet later today in part to deal with new attendance boundaries. The Bryan School Board is scheduled to receive an update from the superintendent during their meeting that starts at 6. In College Station, there's a special meeting starting at 5:30 where the board is expected to decide the rules they will tell a committee to follow in considering new zones for either 5th through 8th or 5th through 12th grade buildings. Tomorrow, the CSISD board will announce who will be on that committee. Both school boards are also planning to award contracts related to building projects approved by voters. Tonight, the Bryan agenda includes renovations at Bryan High and Bryan Collegiate. And tomorrow, the College Station Board will consider deferred maintenance work at South Knoll, Southwood Valley, and Pebble Creek. A committee recruiting the Houston YMCA to open branches in College Station and Bryan is holding a special reception next week. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney says it's being held at the Texas A&M YMCA building.
We know that one of our most notable and a former neighbor of Ms. Schultz's is going to be in attendance to talk about the historical perspective that he has enjoyed and that he's very excited about to see the YMCA once again joining with A&M.
Mooney says the local advisory committee and city officials recently toured the Y in Conroe and the Branch Crossing, the latter, which has a pool and other features that could be included in College Station.
Had all the other elements of a initial YMCA and what it might look like when it comes here to College Station.
In College Station, discussion involves a private developer donating land between Baylor Scott and White Hospital and Lowe's. A possible Bryan location is on the main campus of Blinn College. The College Station City Council has approved $5 million of contracts for rebuilding a pair of streets. One is widening Rock Prairie between the freeway and Longmire. That's supposed to take a year and a half to complete. On the other side of town, rebuilding Luther from Jones Butler to Harvey Mitchell is supposed to be completed in a year. That project also includes moving utility lines, and traffic on Luther will be limited to those going east. The council is also moving ahead to design the first phase of expanding Veterans Park. Construction is expected to start this fall on adding two synthetic fields, lights, and 160 parking spaces. And the council has entered an agreement with the developer that's turning the Texas World Speedway into a master plan community to reserve 2 acres at the southern end and property for a future fire station. More information on all four contracts is online at WTAW.com. A Brazos County District Court jury has handed down a guilty conviction for a third-time drunk driver. 36-year-old Terry Hebb was arrested in December of 2013 following a traffic stop on Highway 21 in Bryan. According to the district attorney's office, a DPS trooper caught Hebb going 72 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone and weaving in his lane of traffic. Prosecutors say Hebb's blood alcohol level was almost twice the legal limit. The Bryan man was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Last week's announcement from Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey that he was ending his attempts to move closer to his family in Nebraska was acknowledged the next night by the city council.
I just want to give a shout out to Chief Buskey. Thank you for staying. I'm kind of glad you didn't get the job at the other place, but we might be a little greedy, but I just want to say thank you for being a continued part of this community.
Bobby Simank was the first to compliment Buskey, who was a finalist for chief positions in Loveland, Colorado, and Lincoln, Nebraska. Buskey has been in Bryan since 2009. And measurements out at the airport show 0.6 inches of rain yesterday, and so far this morning, just under 0.2 inches, with Houston getting the bulk of it. I'm sure Scott has quite a bit to tell you, and we've been retweeting various information about how bad it is down there, and it is not good this morning. You can see some of those retweets at WTAW1620 on Twitter. WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, there you go. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, you know, you probably woke up at midnight with all this stuff, or maybe even before that. You know what's going on. We're going to talk to Steve Lavoie in just a minute. In the meantime, in the world of sports.
In the world of sports, a lot's going on. A sweep A&M got over Mississippi State. A&M softball did pretty well, 10 running Alabama.
No, well, what? They won one. Come on.
I'm trying to be nice.
You're putting pig. It's, yeah, that's pig. You got
it's Monday.
On that pig. All right.
Be nice. Yeah, okay. NBA playoffs, which I know are your favorite. I'm going to spend extra time now just because you're grumpy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got NASCAR action and more all coming up in sports. We'll do about for you about 6:15.
I didn't get to mention Brenham has canceled classes for today. Brenham ISD and Navasota will be delayed 2 hours.
All right. Steve, what the heck's going on, man? This is a lot of we got a big light show and a lot of thunder, and our neighbors are certainly getting a lot of rain. What's happening here?
Yeah, they certainly are. We have a very life-threatening situation, unfortunately, for parts of the listening area. What we have is some very, very heavy rainfall fell last night. This was mostly off to the south and east of College Station. And what we see here is well over a foot of rain has already fallen. And with this situation here, we just see rain, it just doesn't stop. And in this type of event, we can just easily see rain. And if you're heading off to the southeast today, anywhere towards the Houston area, you have to definitely seek alternate routes. Many roads have already been closed. We've also had to deal with a few severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings north of Houston. So it's been a very, very busy morning, to say the least.
You know, as we project toward the end of the week, I mean, we've got chances of rain probably every day, at least through Thursday. What is the system? What's the environment that's causing this to happen?
Well, what we have here is called a blocking pattern, and you can think of it literally as a traffic jam. Something occurs, it blocks everything from coming in. The rain has nowhere else to go. It just sits and sits. And that's what we have. What's been causing the great weather in the eastern United States is actually a large ridge of high pressure. It's stopping the upper-level low that's off to our north and east here from moving. And it just keeps drawing up more and more moisture off the Gulf of Mexico. And we just see constant periods of rain. And so what we'll see there is going into the rest of the day and into tonight, we could see some periods of rain and thunderstorms. And then the risk does go down as we head towards mid part of the work week. But as you said, it doesn't look like we clear out till Thursday night into Friday.
Now, you're saying this very heavy shower activity and rain that's just sitting is to the south and east. Is there any chance that that system begins to move north and we get covered up by that very, very heavy rain?
The particular system that is causing the extremely heavy rain is moving away from the listening area. However, it does look like some models are hinting that additional rainfall may come into our area tonight, especially.
All right, fingers crossed. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Yep, no problem. Stay
safe. All right, bye-bye. There you are. Okay.
So cruddy so and continued
that's
cruddy.
That's another reason for us to be angry at the Yankees, right? If that system wasn't up in the Northeast, damn Yankees, then we wouldn't be getting all this rain, right? Is that fair?
I guess that's one way to look at it.
All right, there. Okay, just saying. Get that off my chest. Anyhow, so you are going to keep folks up to date as far as traveling down in that area too, because it is it's very, very heavy down in that that stuff. Us here in Bryan College Station got a pretty good light show and some pretty good sound all night, but less rain than a whole bunch of people around us.
We got a nice little soaking rain, actually.
Well, it did work from that standpoint. Yeah,
ABC Houston has a listener showing pictures. There's water in an apartment complex with it's covered up every single car. There's an SUV that the window's not completely covered.
I'm thinking
people are waking up to this.
About to say, no, they wake up and they just think they got a lot of rain, then they see what it is.
Yeah, make that I'm gonna be late.
That's right. Maybe you shouldn't audition at the at the adult dance club when you can't find a babysitter.
Oh, good heavens.
24-year-old Kelsey McMurtry, Nashville, Tennessee. Ask her friend Summer Taylor, who's 19, to watch her 9-month-old baby while she auditioned at the Deja Vu Gentlemen's Club. Taylor was more than happy to do that, but she really wanted to see Kelsey dance. So she locked the baby in a car. Outside temp 72. Inside the car, 30 minutes later, it's 106.
Oh.
I wouldn't tell you the story except the baby's okay now. And obviously with Child Protective Services. Both Kelsey and Summer have been charged with child neglect. being held on bond. I'm just... I really shouldn't say that. At this point, is there a possibility that a medical procedure might follow? It's gonna be a good day. I can't say that, can I?
No.
Okay. I think you know where I meant. Yeah, just saying.
It goes to the Matthew McConaughey guy.
Info.
Yeah.
Mission.
Once again, you need a license to drive a car, but any idiot can become a parent.
And that's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, it's Keanu Reeves. That's right. Took a train, a plane, a bus. And we are so glad we have inside work today.
Yes, uh-huh.
Words uh-huh. will never
My feet got wet on the way in.
Oh, poor thing. Yeah.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies. Plus, the kids get to keep what they earn. New this year, kids can choose a fun online experience, Lemonopolis. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's Monday. It's the 18th of April. Today's the day your taxes are due.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to belabor that. Woo-hoo. There's no reason to do that. It's day 109, 257 to go. It is International Jugglers Day. You know a juggler?
That would be me.
Okay. Well, what is the most difficult thing you've juggled?
I don't do difficult because I like my hands.
Okay. Well, you know.
Can you do more than three?
Yes.
Here's the thing that's unfortunate. I mean.
And I can do it with one hand four different ways.
You know the guy who does the tennis ball, the bowling ball, and so, you know, three distinctly different size and weight things.
Sure.
I just don't remember his name. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I think that's pretty difficult to do.
It is.
And. For you to not be able to know his name is sad.
Not really.
Well, it is. Because, you know, he can't make a living in that anymore. He's already done all the cruise ships. So where are you going with that? Anyway. Mom, I want to be a juggler. Okay, fine. What's your real job going to be? It's Animal Cracker Day. It's Amateur Radio Day. It's National Columnist Day. Isn't that quaint?
Columnist. I'm sorry. What is that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing that what bloggers do now.
Oh, okay.
Is there any soup that animal crackers are good in? Or am I thinking of the animal cookies?
Well, no, they call them animal crackers.
Right, I thought so.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. They're slightly sweet. Can't imagine they'd be good in any soup.
There's a chocolate soup that they, like a dessert soup you could do.
I don't think Shirley Temple knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, no, well, right, when she did animal crackers in my soup, yeah.
Correct.
Type of animal crackers that we know today... date to the 19th century of England. They were first imported in the latter part of the century. They were manufactured domestically. Zoologicals, made by local baker Walter Wilson, sold in 1876 to the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia. Two New York companies manufactured them year-round. Both companies were ultimately acquired by the New York Biscuit Company and then the National Biscuit Company, that would be NBC. In 1902, the product was repackaged as Barnum's Animal Crackers, and the S on the animals was later dropped and placed into the current cage. I'm just saying. So, but it doesn't say what the originals were, because I mean, there's a very limited number, right? Several companies, including Keebler, make animal crackers today. They also have a chocolate-covered version. Ooh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Well, okay. We'll have to see what that's like. You have to wait. We're talking animal crackers. It's police officers who gave their lives in the line of duty week. Every week should be. Mm-hmm. And it's Safe Kids Week. Every week probably should be. And it's Pet Owners Independence Day. I don't know exactly what that means.
And you've got, that's a heck of a name.
You've got some birthdays.
Chloe Bennett is 24 from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Britt Robertson is 26 from The Longest Ride. Ali Shatkat? Shawkat?
Sure, why not?
Okay, from Arrested Development. 27. Rosie Huntington Whitley is 29. She's a model. America Ferreira was Ugly Betty. She's 32. Miguel Cabrera from the Detroit Tigers, MVP slugger, 33. Kourtney Kardashian, 37. We'll just keep moving. Melissa Joan Hart is 40. David Tennant, the best Doctor Who, in my opinion.
He's
45.
A pretty good actor. Yeah,
he really is. He's also on Marvel's Jessica Jones, which I've never seen. Maria Bello is 49 from ER. Conan O'Brien is 53. Eric McCormick was Will on Will and Grace. He's 53. Jane Levy's is 55. That was Daphne in Frasier, and now she's in Hot in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. John James from the Colbys and Dynasty is 60. Eric Roberts is 60. Rick Moranis, sometimes funny, sometimes not, 63. James Woods is 69. And Haley Mills is 70.
There you go. James Drury, he was the Virginian. Makes his home in Houston now.
He's, oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, 82. All right, 620.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at NormandyTractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So after many commentators, pundits claimed earlier this month that Donald Trump had experienced the worst 2 weeks of his campaign, the GOP presidential candidate once again has defied political gravity or traditional political gravity in a new Fox News poll. The poll shows that despite his tweet about Heidi Cruz and his campaign manager and all that other stuff, Trump's lead over Ted Cruz jumped from 3 points last month to 18 points. Points in a poll conducted from April 11 through 13. Now, Trump set a new high in the latest poll, where he now sits at 45%. Cruz is at 27, and John Kasich in third place at 25 points. Unfortunately for Hillary, the poll shows she is only ahead of Bernie by 2 points now, compared to last month when she had a 13-point lead. The very unpredictable nature of politics.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds might be more of an afterthought for you until they break or you move into a new place, but blinds can reduce energy costs, protect your privacy, and really spruce up your house. And at Blinds.com, they make it lightning fast and shockingly easy. Now, the design consultants are going to help you pick the perfect blind shade, shutters, or drapes for free. Your samples are for free. Shipping is for free. And with Blinds.com, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. No way you can get this wrong. Just go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity, 20% off site-wide all month long at Blinds.com.
Miles of piping, thousands of elbows, hundreds of valves. In the complex network of piping at your facility, heat loss happens, and you're paying for it. Covering the pipes, restricting heat loss, is the mechanical insulation. Piping insulation saves energy, money, and ultimately greenhouse gas emissions. House Bill 4165 provides tax incentives. For a network of mechanical insulation experts, visit isaveteam.org. That's isaveteam.org.
Good morning, it's 623. Okay, heads up if you're going to Houston. If you're going to Houston, the high water is causing a problem right around the Buc-ee's that's in Waller. That's the big Buc-ee's, okay? About 2 miles north on the northbound side, it's closed. They're shutting that down. And then about a mile or so south of that same Buc-ee's, 290. It's got some heavy water on it, too. So if you get in that situation, you're trapped. You're kind of stuck. You're not going to be able to go anyplace. You may have to live at Buc-ee's for a day, which might not be a bad thing. But what I'm saying is, seriously, you need to look. Probably look at your Google Maps. That tells you about traffic situations. But just be aware that if you are headed to Houston this morning, you probably need to find an alternate route other than 290.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Verizon Communications' pursuit of Yahoo received a boost as several prominent suitors opted not to make offers. Ahead of today's deadline for preliminary bids, Verizon was among a handful of firms moving ahead with offers to buy Yahoo or parts of it, compared with about 40 that had initially expressed interest. More than one-third of advanced melanoma patients treated in a study of Bristol-Myers Squibb's Opdivo have survived at least 5 years, providing evidence of the durable benefit cancer immunotherapy agents have for some patients. The study followed 107 patients who were enrolled in an early trial of the drug, which was approved for melanoma by the FDA in 2014. So far, it's been Apple and Microsoft who are in the forefront of the battle between high-tech companies and the government over encryption, but many other companies are also in the fight. Google, Facebook, and Yahoo have all stepped up their use of encryption and have sued for the right to let users know how often authorities demand consumer information under national security laws. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Folks, it's termite time here in the Brazos Valley, and, of course, they do love to eat wood, whether it's at your home, your business. They don't care. They'll go after any of that. Actually, termites are in lots of area homes year-round. The spring is the time when they are most visible. So who do you call when you think about termites? How about ABC Home and Commercial Services? That's who homeowners have been calling for over 60 years. They're the choice of more Brazos Valley homeowners than any other pest control company. ABC practices great customer service, fair competitive pricing, and they employ only top technicians in the industry. Plus, they use one of the best products in the industry. It's called Termidor. Termidor is a unique product that offers 100% control in 3 months or less. It's the most effective termite product on the market. And remember, each of ABC's specialists has undergone a thorough background screening. They've been looked at very carefully before they can put on that ABC uniform, so you can feel comfortable having them on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, termite killers for over 60 years and specialists for your environment. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With 2-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, basically, just told you a couple of minutes ago about the road conditions around 290 and that's a major thoroughfare, but even south of there, there's some roads where there's some flooding, and we'll kind of get into some specifics of that in just a few minutes on the other side of the news. But just note that right around the Buc-ee's, the big Buc-ee's, that's in Waller, northbound is closed about 2 miles north of that store, and then southbound a little bit south of that store. So basically, if you head down that way, you're pretty much locked in, and there's no place for you to go, and that'll back you up. So we suggest you either postpone your trip or you wait and let's find some alternate routes for you. As far as the temps are concerned, about 75 or so today, about 78 tomorrow. Chances of rain, we're at 100 right now, 90% for tonight, about 50-50 on Tuesday. Chances go down a little bit, but then they come back up by Thursday. And as Steve said when we were talking to him earlier, this is basically a blocking situation in that there's no place for this system to go. So it's just basically going to sit right here off the Gulf Coast. And again, not necessarily that it's going to, this very heavy rain will drift up to where we are, but just the fact that there's going to be plenty of it out there that's probably going to encumber any of your travel if you're headed down toward the Houston area. Again, and as far as the temps are concerned, least of our worries right now, it's 67.
How do super productive people get so much done? Well, their to-do list probably looks a lot different than yours. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of $1,500 in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
You know those people who seem to get more done in a day than you do? How do they do it? It starts with your to-do list.
The way I used to write to-do lists is I would sort of write just a list of tasks, and I'd put at the top of the page the easiest things, right? Because it feels so good to sit down and kind of cross them off.
Charles Duhigg, author of the book Smarter, Faster, Better.
The most productive people, they use their to-do list not only to keep track of their tasks, but also to force encourage themselves to think about priorities. So at the top of their list, they tend to write their big overarching goal for the day and for the week. What psychologists call this a stretch goal, some big ambition that we really want to get done. Each task underneath that big stretch goal is a way of asking ourselves, does this get me closer to the thing that's most important to me?
One reason we seem so busy yet don't seem to accomplish anything is because we just react to whatever comes at us.
It's so easy to get in that mindset where we just push forward, we make some sacrifice, we get something done without taking a second to think, should I actually be doing this thing in the first place? There is nothing more wasteful than making more efficient something that never should have been done in the first place.
Figuring out what it is you can ignore is a great way to free up more time.
And that might mean responding to fewer emails because you're in the habit of asking yourself, do I really need to hit respond to this? Or can I just assume this person's going to figure it out on their own?
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. 6 tenths of an inch yesterday. So far, about 2 tenths of an inch today. And as far as cancellations, Brenham ISD has canceled all classes, and Navasota ISD is delaying arrival at classes for 2 hours. There was an unusual discovery by a house sitter near Welburn Saturday morning.
The Brazos County Sheriff's Office was called to the home after a house sitter found a stranger in the garage laying on a large pile of vomit while on the cat's bed and blanket. According to the arrest report, the stranger, 21-year-old Gustavo Beese, told deputies he thought he was in Snook when he opened the garage door to charge his cell phone. Beese was arrested for residential burglary. Bryan police arrested a Bryan man for the second time in 3 weeks Friday afternoon. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Arian Brown was arrested last month for being a felon in possession of a firearm following a shootout where he escaped a life-threatening gunshot wound that grazed his head. According to the latest arrest report, Brown had his SUV parked on the wrong side of the street, which happened to be a vehicle seen at a house where officers have received complaints of drug sales over the last month. Brown's arrested for being in possession of 17 rocks of crack cocaine. Bryan police received a call Friday night from a lawyer in Louisiana concerned about a woman who was in town for a funeral and had just gotten out of drug rehabilitation. The lawyer later reported the woman was waiting for a funeral home employee driving a hearse who was delivering some cocaine and marijuana. That led to the eventual arrest of the woman, 25-year-old Kara DeBacco, and the employee, 40-year-old Anthony Luther Green. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School Board meets tonight and tomorrow night. The common topic is taking more action towards new attendance zones. Today's 5:30 special meeting is to decide whether to change boundaries for 5th through 8th grade or 5th through 12th grade buildings. And what will the rules be guiding a committee that a board will appoint tomorrow? Other business for the CSISD board includes awarding a $1.7 million contract for deferred maintenance at Southwood Valley, Pebble Creek, and South Knoll Elementaries. The cost matches the estimate when voters passed the November 2013 bond issue. The Bryan School Board tonight also takes up bond-funded construction and new attendance zones. The agenda includes awarding a nearly $3 million contract for renovations at Bryan Collegiate and Bryan High, which includes some options above the base bid. There will also be a recap of two public forums to new district-wide school boundaries. The Bryan Board also takes final action on a new teacher pay plan that includes bonuses for performance and hard-to-fill positions. Research continues for supporters of getting the Houston YMCA to open branch locations in Bryan and College Station. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney says a reception next week at the Texas A&M YMCA building includes former Y members.
The historical perspective that he has enjoyed and that he's very excited about to see the YMCA once again joining with A&M to provide opportunities for living classrooms through its camps, its various programs.
The reception follows two field trips by a local Y advisory council and city officials.
Took a look at the Conroe ISD Natatorium, gorgeous facility. After we finished salivating, we decided to do something a little bit more reasonable, and we took a trip down to the Branch Crossing YMCA, which is actually a prototype for many of the YMCAs that are being built right now.
A possible Y location in Bryan is on the main campus of Blinn College and in College Station on donated land between Baylor Scott and White Hospital and Lowe's. The business at the last College Station City Council meeting was completed in 1 minute. According to the city blog, that was the length of time it took to unanimously approve the consent agenda. The council entered into an agreement with the developers of a master planned community to replace the Texas World Speedway to reserve 2 acres for a future fire station at the south end of the development. The council also approved 2 street contracts where work begins next month. Widening Rock Prairie between the freeway and Longmire is supposed to take 1.5 years to complete. Rebuilding Luther from FM 2818 to Jones Butler is supposed to be completed in about 1 year. The council also approved a contract for the first phase of expanding Veterans Park. Construction is expected to start this fall and take 9 to 12 months to add 2 full-size synthetic turf fields, lighting, and 160 parking spaces on the University Drive side of the park. You can see maps and more information about the 4 projects online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man is headed to prison after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted him of drunk driving for the 3rd time. The district attorney's office says 36-year-old Terry Hebb was sentenced to 5 years. He was arrested in December 2013 after a DPS trooper stopped him for going 72 in a 65 while swerving in his lane on Highway 21 in Bryan. Hebb's blood alcohol level was almost twice the legal limit. And at the time of the arrest, Hebb was driving with a suspended license resulting from his 2nd DWI conviction in March 2012. The night after Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey announced he was no longer interested in moving closer to his family, he was thanked and praised by the city council.
The honest truth about Chief Buskey, I put word out to the local realtors, we would not agree to sell his house if he were to move. So he had no choice but to stay in Bryan or pay 2 notes, but we are happy to keep Chief Buskey in our community.
Joining Mayor Jason Byinski was Councilman Buffy Simang.
We're very thankful that Chief Buskey's not going anywhere. I just want to say, guys, that's a great thing. He's a great man for this city, and I'm just honored that we were able to keep him to stay here in Bryan.
Buskey, who has been in Bryan since 2009, was a finalist for chief positions in Lincoln, Nebraska and Loveland, Colorado. And a reminder, in addition to our rainfall totals, Highway 290 near the Large Buc-ee's and Waller is closed in both directions at this time. WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television...
Northwestern Fort Bend County in southeastern Texas until 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
at 6:24 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Doppler radar continued to indicate a band of thunderstorms producing very heavy rain across the warned area. Rainfall rates are ranging from 2 to 4 inches an hour. Flash flooding is occurring. This is a flash flood emergency. This is a particularly dangerous situation. Some locations that will experience flooding include northeastern Sugar Land, Katy, Sealy, Brookshire, Columbus, Bunker Hill Village, Piney Point Village, Mission Bed, Town West, Spring Branch West, Spring Branch North, Spring Valley, Southern Eldridge, West Oaks, Pecan Grove. An extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation. Stay off roads in the emergency area. Turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flooding.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Howdy, this is Royce Hickman with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair being held on Thursday, April the 28th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Booths for Chamber members are $250. All other employers are welcome at $300. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The Chamber Spring Job Fair, April the 28th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for more details.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
Are you having trouble losing weight, feeling tired all the time, having difficulty sleeping, or just feel like you're aging too fast? There is a solution, and Herbs to Go has it. Herbs to Go has over 600 unique products that can help you meet your goals. Call Herbs to Go today at 979-279-2861. That's 979-279-2861. Helping people find natural alternatives to health problems since 1999. Visit herbstogo.com.
Howdy, my name's Mary, and I've always had problems that cause me anxiety, such as major tests coming up, going to doctor's appointments, public speaking, or worrying about a family member. But now I have found a solution, a product called Anxiousless. It works without making me drowsy, and it's not habit-forming. I called Herbs to Go and ordered my Anxiousless, and now my life has changed. Call Herbs to Go at 979-279-2861 or go to herbstogo.com.
Good morning, 6:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXD. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Obviously, we're going to keep on getting rain today and tonight, and some of it could be heavy. 50-50 chance tomorrow. It's down to a 20% chance on Tuesday night. Wednesday back to 40%, and then Thursday, 60% chance of showers. And as it stands right now, at least, for Friday, we'll have sunshiny skies and about 80 degrees. Right now we've got 68 right there, and we've got rain here at the radio station. But that can vary tremendously. In sports.
Yes, it can. Yes. We got out from under it, luckily, with all the weather and the stuff we had going on this weekend. Baseball got a sweep in Starksville. Softball took one, but 10 runs over Bama and San Antonio. creamed Memphis in the first round of the NBA playoffs. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes-ish.
Of course, you just heard the National Weather Service that we're talking flash flood warning, which means it's happening, and that's down in Fort Bend County. The leading edge has happened so often on these things. It's the heaviest part. Now that is over Houston proper, sitting right on top of Houston. Do you know where that apartment complex was that you had the picture of?
They have the name. I'll need to pull that back up.
I wondered where it was. The sheriff's office in Waller has advised us about as of about 10 minutes ago. Now, they call it West 290, which means coming to us is opened again. So people coming from Houston to this area and beyond, they can do that. But if you're driving down in that direction, not so much. You need to find some other things to do. As far as the flooding is concerned, if you look at what the Texas Highway Department has for us, there are quite a few places on I-10, right above Sealy. Also, there's flooding there. And while 290 itself is open headed back this way, there are some areas below 290 that are not open. FM 1887, that is closed and probably will be for the next couple of hours. You already know that the schools are closed in Brenham because of the weather. They apparently now, north up near the Woodlands, I-45, that's got some closure because of high water. A couple of places on 45. One is, both of them are right there near the Woodlands. One just a little bit south of Conroe.
Though, had Navasota going in late, too, yes?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so, and again, that's because they sure don't know what's going to happen out there. Todd Mission, if you're happening to go to the airport, you go through 1774, there's water over the roadway right there, so you can expect delays and probably ought to do an alternate route. Then there's also FM 362. So if you're heading to IAH, know that you're probably going to have a few challenges there as well.
In fact, IAH is just east of where that picture was taken. It's Greens Point Apartments on the northeast corner of 8 and 45.
Okay, if you're moving on up there over in Cleveland.
It's on Greens Bayou.
Okay, Highway 59 in Cleveland is closed. Okay, that's a pretty big road.
So, yeah, it is.
So lots and lots of rain out there, and just you need to check your alternate course. And am I right in saying that Google usually keeps you pretty well up to date?
I think so. Yeah, especially if it knows where you're at and there's a warning that comes over your area, it will send some noisy alerts.
Okay, so that'll help a little bit.
And Hometown Forecast is the people who provide our forecast.
Yes.
They tweeted, and I've retweeted now, WTAW1620, a picture of the rainfall totals, and there's our county.
Yes.
And the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that surround us.
Uh-huh.
And almost none of those have significant rainfall. It's all around that, a literal Aggie Dome.
Yeah, we really have. We have dodged the bullet. And again, as Kevin said earlier, this is the kind of rain that you like to have. It soaks in, your plants are happy, your lawn's happy, all that sort of stuff. It'll be kind of squishy and inconvenient for us as the way it stands right now, as opposed to our neighbors, especially down to the southeast, that are going to have some really tough times. Can you imagine in Houston right now? If they're having blinding rain inside the loop.
Well, and how many of those underpasses flood in 2.5 seconds anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that every time.
The mayor's asked people to stay home this morning.
Well, makes absolute sense. Just probably no reason to be. So, and again, if you're needing to do business down there, that's why we have telephones and the internet.
And broke a record yesterday, too, for a total rainfall. Houston did.
Did they?
Yes.
Wow, what was that?
Over 8 inches. I don't know the specific.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's what was at the airport, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Because that's where we're going to take the official numbers. All right.
Correct.
Anyway, stay away from there. 648.
Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 23rd, it's Common Diseases of Texas Goats and Sheep. Knowledge of common diseases and their symptoms are crucial to a good herd health program. Whether it's a commercial herd or youth project, this class will help design a program with prevention in mind this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If it's dependability, durability, and color that you're wanting in your annuals and perennials, grab on to the daisies. Truth is, there are many somewhat related plants that all fit into the daisy package, and most are terrifically suited to your part of the state. Some are native, others are simply eager to perform in their newly found homes. I'll be back with details of the dazzling daisies right after this message. Do you have better things to do on weekends besides pulling and killing stubborn weeds? Bayer Advanced has just the right product for you. It's DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer doesn't just kill the existing weeds. It lays down a continuous action weed barrier. It'll keep weeds away for up to 6 months. That's up to 50% longer than the leading brand. It offers a superior value by providing more coverage per package in a 1.3-gallon refillable sprayer system. Not only are you spraying the existing weeds, but also the areas where you do not want weeds to grow. For spraying smaller areas, use a 24-ounce ready-to-use spray bottle. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer can be used on patios, sidewalks, paths, gravel, and along fence lines. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced. It's better science, better results. Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Ask for it by name. You'll be really happy with the results. Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Most daisies are in the plant family Compositae, along with sunflowers, zinnias, and marigolds. It's one of our most important horticultural plant families. Some of the most common daisies are what we're going to talk about today, but keep in mind that other less common types also deserve your attention. We'll start with Shasta Daisy. It's a chrysanthemum of sorts. It comes in all flavors, each of them vanilla. You'll find tall ones and short ones, single ones and double ones. You'll find plants that have frilled flowers, those whose blooms are plain. The one consistent thing about the Shastas is that they're all great garden plants for Texas. Most types grow to 12 to 20 inches tall, and almost all of them have their peak bloom in late spring. They clump freely, so you can dig and divide them each year or two to cover large areas. They're especially at home with daylilies, but every garden should have a clump somewhere in their perennial garden Shasta daisies. Gloriosa daisies. They're closely related to our native black-eyed Susan that blooms in late spring and into the summer. Most of the horticultural selections, however, have much larger flowers, and the plants themselves will usually be considerably taller. Almost all are basically buttery yellow, but many have contrasting eyes, or zones, of rust reds. The most perennial form is one called Goldsturm. It is a terrific perennial. It's low-growing, small-flowering, Goldsturm. Then there are coneflowers, Echinacea purpurea, also native Texans. Unlike most other composites, however, their bloom heads are rosy lavender. A white form also exists. In fact, Mamma Mia is a comparatively new introduction, and that strain has all shades, orange and everything in between. It's just amazing. The plants of coneflowers grow to be 18 to 24 inches tall. They bloom for several months, but the prime time is late spring, early summer. They're class plants for the perennial garden, but you do need to dig and divide them when they start to get crowded. And finally, fall asters have been in Texas for many decades. In fact, you'll see them in old yards that have obviously been planted for 50 or 75 years. They bloom in late August and September in a delightful shade of blue with an orchid overtone. The plants are small shrubs with very tiny leaves. They need to be sheared in late May by about 4 inches to keep them compact. I'm Neil Sperry. Late spring tree pruning in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Etkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. For the first time since 1987, the number 3 Texas A&M baseball team reached double digits in the runs column in 5 consecutive league games, as the Aggies registered a 10-5 win over number 8 Mississippi State. The victory completed the sweep of the Bulldogs and handed Mississippi State their first series loss at Dudley Noble Field since 2010. It also put the Aggies in sole possession of first place in the SEC West. Aggies will host Texas State tomorrow. First pitch at 6:34. All the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The number 15 Texas A&M softball team dropped game one in Saturday's doubleheader against number 4 Alabama 8-7 before they unleashed 14 runs on the Crimson Tide and won 14-1 game two. A&M returns to action Wednesday for a doubleheader at Sam Houston State. With the game scheduled to start at 3, both games can be heard locally on KWBC 1550. Aggie soccer got two goals and an assist from rising star Sarah Shaw to register a 3-1 win over Northwestern State. Securing its best finish since joining the league 4 years ago, Texas A&M men's golf team completed a runner-up showing at the 2016 SEC Men's Golf Championship on Sunday. The ladies are ranked 25th in the country. They finished 4th in the Women's Golf Championship, finishing in the top 4 for the second consecutive year. A&M Women's Tennis is a 6th seed at the 2016 SEC Tennis Championships, which starts Wednesday and runs through Sunday at the LSU Tennis Complex in Baton Rouge. Well, now to the NBA, where San Antonio, Cleveland, Miami, and Los Angeles were all Game 1 winners in the conference quarterfinals. Kawhi Leonard had 20 points, and the Spurs hammered Memphis 106-74. Spurs guard Tony Parker chalked it up to good defense.
I think it started with our defense. They only score 74, so that's pretty good, and we need to keep it going.
The Dallas Mavericks dropped Game 1 in the playoffs and are hurting in more ways than just that. The team said J.J. Barea will miss Monday's playoff game against Oklahoma City with a right groin strain. Darian Williams is doubtful as well. Both guards started Game 1. Barea sat out the second half in Saturday's loss. Here's Roger Emick now with a look at Major League Baseball in the Lone Star State.
Astros win 2-3 against the visiting Tigers, including Sunday's 5-4 win that featured Jose Altuve's first-inning homer.
Drive to right, at the wall, another opposite field home run, Jose Altuve. He has done it again and put the Astros on top right here in the first inning. 1-0 Houston.
Rangers and Orioles rained out in Arlington and will make up the game June 20th. Texas wins 2 of the first 3, including Saturday's 8-4 victory. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
On out of the PGA, where South Africa's Brandon Grace had 5 birdies on the front side on his way to a 5-under-66 to win the RPC Heritage Tournament over the weekend. And we'll wrap it up with some NASCAR, where Carl Edwards completed a dominant effort when he took the final restart to win NASCAR's Sprint Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway. The pole sitter led 276 of the 500 laps on the half-mile track. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was second, followed by Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Trevor Bayne. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is scheduled. Game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. 290 had been closed for a while. It's not now. The west, which is like headed this way, is open again. Haven't had any reports as far as the east or going into Houston, but you heard earlier this morning that flash flood warning has already been issued about 25 minutes ago for Fort Bend County and that surrounding area down in the southwest part of Houston. The heavy rain right now is sitting on top of Houston. And from talking to Steve a little earlier from Hometown Forecast,